Hello and welcome to Talking Golf with Gary. This week, the dynamic Gary will introduce you to all kinds of topics pertinent to this past week of golf. He'll give you some tidbits of information as what's coming up and take you on a tour around the world for all of the golfing highlights. Sit back and enjoy Talking Golf with Gary.
And hello and welcome to episode number 184 of Talking Golf with Gary. Hope everybody had a great week out there. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the show. And don't forget, if you'd like to be a part of the show, you can by calling us at 516-619-6341 and leaving a voicemail or a comment or a question or anything along that line, or drop us an email at talkinggolf@gmail.com. Well, the season is really starting to wind down now, especially on the PGA Tour. They're essentially finished. There may be a couple of little tournaments around. The European Tour is still going strong. They're making the way. I believe there's five events left. They're making their way to Dubai for their big end-of-season championship. And, of course, the Champions Tour is still going on, but they're running short on time also as they head for their Charles Schwab Cup championship. And the ladies are over in Asia playing, so they'll be continuing on for a bit. But let's go see what happened this week in all of the tournaments on the different tours. Tommy Gainey fired a course record 60 on Sunday to earn a surprising comeback win at the McGladrey Classic. Gainey entered the day 7 shots off the pace, but used a torrid back 9 stretch to jump in front of overnight leaders Jim Furyk and Davis Love III, needing a birdie on the last to become just the 6th player in PGA Tour history to shoot 59. Gainey dropped his approach inside 20 feet, but saw his birdie putt come up inches short. Instead, he settled for par and a career-best 60 to finish at 16 under, good for his first PGA Tour win. David Thom shot 63 and placed second at 15 under, while Furyk finished third at 14 under. Furyk entered the final hole one stroke behind Gainey and found the fairway off the tee, but he sealed another disappointing 2012 result when he pushed his approach to the right of the green and misfired on a birdie putt from the short rough. And Furyk's had this problem all year long with not being able to finish on the final round, and it's really not his putting that's done him in. It's been a lot of his approach shots or shots off the tee, so that's probably something he'll be working on in the offseason. But congratulations go out to Tommy Two Gloves Gainey for getting his first PGA Tour win. Susan Pedersen won the Hannah Bank Championship for her 9th LPGA Tour title, beating Katrina Matthew with a 5-foot birdie putt on the 3rd hole of a playoff after blowing a big lead. 7 strokes ahead of Matthew at the start of the round, Pedersen shot a 2-over 74 to finish at 11 under. The 43-year-old Matthew finished with a 67. They played the par 5 18th 3 times in the playoffs, having the first 2 extra holes with pars. Pedersen took a 5-stroke lead over South Korea's So-Yun Ru into the final round after opening with a course record 63 and shooting a 68 on Saturday. Matthew from Scotland had a 2-stroke lead after Pedersen's double bogey on a par 3 12th. Pedersen rallied with a birdie on the par 4 14th, and Matthew dropped the stroke on a par 4 16th to leave them tied at 11 under. She also had a double bogey on a par 3 3rd and bogeyed the par 3 8th. Defending champion Yanni Zheng was 3rd at 10 under after a 69. The top-ranked Taiwanese player won 3 of the first 5 events of the season. Sei Ri Pak was 4th, American teenager Lexi Thompson and Germany's Sandra Gall followed at 8 under. Michelle Wee closed with a 70 to tie for 30th at even par, and Cheyenne Woods shot a 75 to finish 60th in the 68th player field at a 7-over. Woods is Tiger Woods' niece. And the Americans made quite an impression down under in Australia as Bo Van Pelt won the Perth International on Sunday, closing with a 4-under 68 for a two-stroke victory over American countryman Jason Duffner. Van Pelt extended his one-shot overnight lead with the help of six birdies and two bogeys to secure his first victory in a European Tour-sanctioned event. He finished at 16-under 272. Duffner, a two-time winner this year on the PGA Tour, shot a 69. Spain's Alejandro Canizares was third at 11-under after a 68. New Zealand's Michael Hendry had a 69 to finish fourth at 9-under, and Englishman Paul Casey and David Howe were another stroke back, along with Scotland's Scott Jameson, Wales' Rhys Davies, and Argentina's Emiliano Grillo. Van Pelt had five birdies in his first 11 holes to increase his lead to three shots, but then stumbled on a 14th when he three-putted for bogey while Duffner hit an approach to within inches of the flag and tapped in for birdie to pull within one. However, Van Pelt responded with a birdie on the next hole while Duffner bogeyed the 16th to give his rival a comfortable cushion. It was Van Pelt's first victory of the year, despite having 10 top 10 finishes. Russell Henley won the Winn-Dixie Jacksonville Open on Sunday for his second Web.com Tour victory of the year, beating BJ Stetton with a par on the first hole of a playoff. Henley birdied the final hole of regulation for a 5-under 65 to match Stetton at 10-under 270. Stetton finished with a 68, then had a double bogey on the playoff hole. Henley earned $108,000 to jump from 9th to 3rd on the money list. The tournament was the final full field event of the year. The top 60 on the money list qualified for the season-ending Web.com Tour Championship next week in McKinney, Texas. The final 25, top 25, will earn 2013 PGA Tour cards. Henley also won the Chiquita Classic last month in North Carolina, beating Patrick Cantlay and Morgan Hoffman with a par on the first hole of a playoff. And we're going to take a break and be back after these messages.
For all the listeners of Talking Golf with Gary, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Over 75,000 titles to choose from in many different categories, including science fiction, mysteries, biographies, sports, computers, you name it, they have it. To download your free audiobook today, go to audiblepodcast.com/talkinggolfwithgary. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/talkinggolfwithgary for your free audiobook today.
You can now hear our show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phone, WebOS phone, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hello, Mets fans. My name is Rich Baxter from FightinPhillies.com. Introducing BaseballPodcast.net. Listen to your favorite baseball podcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, only at baseballpodcasts.net. You can hear Mets Musings, the Mets podcast, Brewtown Sports, it's a Milwaukee Brewers podcast. We have the Japanese Baseball Weekly and Japan Baseball Weekly podcast. We also have an Atlanta Braves podcast talking about the Braves there. And, of course, your Fightin' Phillies podcast called Phillies Talk. So once you stop by, that's baseballpodcasts.net.
This is Barry from Mets Musings, and you're listening to Talking Golf with Gary.
And we're back. And again, let me remind you, if you would like to be a part of the show, you can by calling our voicemail comment hotline at 516-619-6341 or by dropping us an email at talkinggolf@gmail.com. And lots of news going on this week. In case you've missed some of these stories, let's start out with the PGA Tour has acquired the Canadian Tour, giving it smaller circuits north of the border and in South America. Web.com tour cards will be awarded to the top five players on what now will be called PGA Tour Canada, with the next five players given exemptions into the final stage of qualifying school for the Web.com Tour. The Canadian circuit will have at least eight tournaments next year, each with prize money of about $150,000. Tiger Woods plans to start his season in the Abu Dhabi Championship on the European Tour for the second straight year. The tournament said Wednesday, Woods and Rory McIlroy have committed to play Abu Dhabi, which will be January 17th to the 20th. That's the same week as the Humana Challenge in the California desert, a PGA Tour event that Woods has never played. A year ago, Woods was tied with Robert Rock going into the final round, closed with a 72 and tied for third, two shots behind the Englishman. McIlroy was the runner-up. And speaking of Rory McIlroy, according to the Irish Times, Rory McIlroy is reportedly being linked with Nike for a deal that could be worth upwards of $250 million. McIlroy's deal with golf giant Titleist FootJoy expires at the end of 2012, making the 23-year-old the most sought-after free agent on the equipment market. And if you remember, all summer, Tiger Woods was very buddy-buddy and chummy with the young McIlroy, and it appears that he was probably trying to sell him or woo him over to the Nike brand. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. As I said, his deal expires at the end of the year, and we'll see if he makes the move to Nike from Titleist FootJoy. And more on Rory McIlroy, according to ESPN in the UK, he plans to reduce his tournament schedule in 2013, admitting he needs to rediscover his edge. With five events left on the schedule, McIlroy's on pace to play 26 events this year. But for the second straight year, there was talk of McIlroy facing burnout at the exact same point last year. And here we are again talking about him and his busy schedule, flying back and forth to play the European Tour and the American Tour. It can take a toll on you, even at 23. Ernie Els is pulled out of the PGA Grand Slam of Golf next week in Bermuda because of a minor ankle injury. He will be replaced in a four-man field by Padraig Harrington. Els is the second player to withdraw from the Grand Slam, which is limited to the year's four major champions. PGA champion Rory McIlroy skipped because he's playing a European Tour event next week in China. He was replaced by Keegan Bradley. The 36-hole exhibition, which starts Tuesday, that's tomorrow, at Port Royal Golf Club, pays $600,000 to the winner. Scott Steele, a popular PGA Tour caddy who worked for Larry Mize when he won the 1987 Masters, has died of a heart attack. He was 55. The PGA Tour said Steele had a heart attack October 14th in the parking lot at the Greater Hickory Golf Classic, where he was working for Kirk Triplett. He was placed in a medically induced coma to help his recovery. However, he died on Friday night. Players, officials, and caddies wore black ribbons at the McGladrey Classic on Sunday in his honor. And now we'll jump to the calendar. Now it's time to do the calendar. Now it's time to do the calendar. Hooray, let's sing the calendar. Now And the calendar is a little thin for next week. The PGA Tour is actually off, so no PGA Tour tournaments as a lot of the top-ranked players head overseas to pick up that appearance fee money. This is the time when they get offered to play events in Asia and on the European tour. So the women are in Asia, and they're playing the Sunrise LPGA Taiwan Championship 2012, and Yanni Zhang is the defending champion. The Champions Tour is in action. They'll be playing the AT&T Championship, where Fred Couples will be defending, and I hope Freddie's back is okay so he can defend his title in that tournament. The Web.com Tour, as we said earlier, is playing their tour championship, and Ken Duke is the defending champion there. And a new one on the European Tour, the BMW Masters, and no champion at that tournament from 2011. And that's really going to wrap it up as the pickings get a little thin here at the end of the season. But tune in next week, and we'll be back with a recap of those tournaments that I mentioned and any and all other news that come across in the world of golf. So have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Talking Golf with Gary.